This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Yemen, thousands marched today to call for the ouster of the country's president, Ali Abdullah Saleh. Government troops fired into the crowd in the southern town of Taiz, killing protesters. Yesterday, thousands of women rallied in Taiz, and demonstrators have been camped out for weeks in squares throughout the country. The Washington Post's Sudarshan Raghavan is in Yemen's capital, and we reached him on his cell phone. Welcome.
My pleasure.
There seems to be a major confrontation going on today. What can you tell us about it?
Definitely appears so. This appears to be the most violent incident since March 18th, when snipers loyal to the government killed more than 50 protesters in the capital, Sana'a. What we know today so far is that we've heard there's been reports of 11 killed, about 500 injured, but we're also hearing that the tolls could rise.
Protesters have been out for weeks, as I've just said, calling for the removal of the president. Any sign that it's having an effect on him?
Publicly, it doesn't appear to be. He's been quite defiant over the past few days, really rallying supporters in the capital and elsewhere. Privately, he is in negotiations with the opposition as well as the United States and European officials. And in those talks, there does appear to be a willingness to step down, but basically he's looking for his own terms. He wants to step down basically when the next elections are held, perhaps at the end of this year.
And this morning, the New York Times is reporting that the U.S., which has been an ally of President Saleh for years, has now decided that he has to go. What do you know about the White House, the administration's stance on the situation there in Yemen?
Well, for the past several weeks now, the U.S. ambassador here has been in discussions with the Yemeni officials, and they've been pushing for a transfer of power, a peaceful transfer of power, over the past few weeks. But what we're seeing from the Pentagon is sort of a different stance. We've seen them publicly basically say that Saleh is a very close ally and is important in the for counterterrorism. So what we're really seeing here is basically mixed signals, one coming from the Obama administration, the White House, and the other coming from the Pentagon.
Do you think that President Ali Abdullah Saleh will dig in his heels, though, because of these most recent demonstrations?
It's really unclear. After the March 18th killings, he basically lost a considerable number of support from his own party, from the military, as well as from the government and key tribes. And since then, it's been relatively quiet until today. So it remains to be seen if these recent attacks today will weaken him further and then perhaps generate more outrage from the international community, which the protesters have been seeking for quite a while now.
Well, just briefly, what are those protesters or people on the street there in Yemen, in Sana'a, the capital, telling you?
Well, there is a sense that especially the United States would send a clear signal to the president, clear public signal, that is. What they want is they want the sort of treatment as seen in Egypt and Tunisia, where the Obama administration really came fully on the side of the protesters eventually. What they're hoping now is that if the United States can take a more public stance against the president, he will be more receptive to leaving immediately, which is what the protesters and the political opposition demand.
We've been speaking with Sudarshan Raghavan of The Washington Post. He's in the capital of Yemen, Sana'a. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.